It's Friday, and we welcome you to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Joe DeCamera, the midday host at WIP. We're glad to be here today and getting ready for the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. And, Joe, we've talked all week about the many storylines in this game, and there are some fascinating ones. It comes down to me, I think Doug Peterson said it early in the week, the line of scrimmage. It's not glamorous. It's not sexy. It's the essence, however, of the game of football.
Well, I agree with you, Dave. And it's funny because every time there's a draft, you know, I think the last 20, 30 years when the Eagles take a first-round pick as a lineman and everyone's like, oh, boring, right? Boring. But then you watch the games and you realize the game is won or lost in the trenches. And I think, Dave, when you look back at the three wins the Eagles had and then the two losses the Eagles had, it's just crystal clear evidence that quality line play, both sides, offense and defense, can win you the game or lose you the game if you play the other way. So
Absolutely. They
got to step it up. I mean, there's no question, D-line last week, I think their worst performance of the season. Offensive line with some issues, so you want to see some improvement.
Their worst performance of the season as well. Yep. Carson Wentz under pressure, no real running game to rely upon in us. The Eagles come into this game with a two-game losing streak. We'll get to a lot of things here later in the show. We want to start with Doug Peterson, his final press briefing of this week, talking about his message to the players this week, the challenges that he put forth. Alex Smith, the Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Just a few days away from the Eagles matchup with the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings. And the key for the Eagles in this game on Sunday will be limiting some of the mistakes that we've seen in the last 2 weeks. Today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who said that while the team has cost themselves with some early penalties, he does like the resiliency that he's seen from this young team.
Well, I look at the last two games as we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We really had an opportunity in the Detroit game. The way our young and youthfulness battled back in that football game to take the lead late in the fourth quarter kind of shows the resiliency of this football team. And we just made some mistakes at the end of that game. And then we had the 14 penalties and all that. And then I look at last week, and we just didn't execute very well.
The big injury news here for the Eagles is that defensive tackle Benny Logan did not practice again here on Friday, and he is officially questionable for Sunday's game with a groin injury. Now, if Logan can't go, that means that Bo Allen will likely step up into the starting lineup. Today, Coach Peterson explains what Allen brings to the table.
Honestly, it was one of the bright spots last week, his ability to come off the ball. He's a bigger body guy that takes up some good space up front and draws a lot of double teams. He and Fletcher both in there, and you know, he's a high energy guy, high motor guy that doesn't seem to tire and wear down.
Aside from Logan, two other Eagles are officially listed as questionable for Sunday afternoon. That would be linebacker Michael Kendricks and cornerback Ron Brooks. Doug Peterson said today that if Brooks can't go, then Malcolm Jenkins would likely play that slot corner role with Jalen Watkins moving back to safety. We have complete injury coverage. The full injury report is available on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app, as well as all of our other Eagles content. With your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.
Thank you so much, Alex. We've got a lot to get to here today. We're going to go into a key matchup or two in the show. We're going to talk about the Vikings and the Eagles, some next-gen stats for you as well. But when we return to Eagles 360, it's crunch time. Alex Smith and Wendell Smallwood made one of the big plays in last week's game, a rookie coming on, and the Eagles can use him on Sunday.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right?
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. Dave and Joe here. Time now for our crunch time. Wendell Smallwood, the rookie, fifth round draft pick, making big plays. He sits down with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cook. I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles running back Wendell Smallwood. Wendell, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
First question for you. You grew up, you were born in Wilmington, Delaware, so you're kind of a local guy. Your favorite Philly athlete growing up?
My favorite Philly athlete growing up, Deuce probably going to be mad, but it was Brian Westbrook. I was a big fan of him and what he brought to the team and the energy and things he not only got done, but got done on his own sometimes. Sometimes runs were stuffed up. He'd make people miss, run over somebody. So I kind of fell in love with Brett Westbrook early.
We'll see if Deuce ever hears this segment. He might be a little angry that you didn't say him. But have you had a chance to meet Brian Westbrook since you've been drafted?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet him. Someone was supposed to put us together soon now.
So, but Deuce is a player that you obviously watched growing up a little bit too. What's it been like being coached by him here in Philadelphia?
I just think off the bat when I first met him throughout the draft process, I was kind of in shock and kind of felt good to be around him and get to know his knowledge. And even after pro day and the combine, I shot him a text and wanted to know what he think, what he felt as though I should work on and things like that, even if they would have drafted me. So I think I kind of developed that relationship from right there just because he's one of those guys I watched and wanted to get to know and actually meeting him. So being coached by him is like a dream come true. Already a dream come true playing here, but being coached by him, one of my favorite players coming up, and was an Eagle. So it's kind of a gift for me.
You scored your first career NFL touchdown against Pittsburgh. Did you have a celebration plan for that? Are you a big celebrator?
I had one plan, but I just forgot everything once I got across the goal line. I dropped the ball, forgot the ball, and just gave, I think it was Barber, a hug, and that was it.
Did you get the ball back?
Yeah, they ended up giving me the ball back.
Where's it at now?
It's the equipment staff has it. They're painting it up and getting it nice for me.
So talking about this group of running backs that's here right now, there was a 100-meter dash race right now. Who wins?
Kenyon would get the 100-meter dash.
If we
take it in half and make it 50, I think I'll get it because I think I'm kind of fast off the line, but probably at 50, I start slowing down. I never ran track, so I don't got that stamina in me.
Not Sproles, though? Sproles seems like he hasn't really lost a step, but
I know he hasn't had a step. He lost a step. He looks real good, but I think me and Kenyon are the fastest in the group.
What's the personality of this running back group? Because you have Sproles, who's kind of a quiet guy. Ryan Matthews is kind of quiet as well. What's it like inside the running back room?
I think we're just comfortable with each other and just kind of lean on each other. We have fun. We joke, but when it's time to get serious, we get serious, and we kind of take on the role as a leader, the leader of the group. And ever since I got here, those guys have kind of built it in me, like, hey, we're the team. We're the heartbeat of this offense. So I think I kind of took that on and kind of wanted to get like them or kind of take on that role that they approach, and I think it's going to be good.
One final question for you, Wendell. I read in your bio that your pregame routine, growing up before every game, is that true?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I've been doing it since college. I picked it up from Charles Sims. He's at the Buccaneers, but he just said he thought it helped him. So I was like, one day I'm gonna try it, because sometimes in games I would be throwing up on the field, like just from eating pregame and having stuff in me. But I did it one game and it felt good not to have any food in me. I mean, I drink a lot of water and Gatorade to stay hydrated, but I think not having the food in me, I kind of felt better. And one game I actually forgot, Oklahoma State, I forgot to throw up. And I threw up the first two drives, like, on the field. And I know teams were looking at me crazy, but I actually went for a career high in my sophomore year. So I thought I need to keep throwing up.
Hey, two touchdowns already here with the Eagles, so whatever works. Wendell Smallwood, thank you very much for joining us here on Crunch Time. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, guys. Joe, it's interesting. Doug Peterson talked this morning again about the running back rotation. It's clear that Ryan Matthews is the workhorse in this group. I kind of expected Smallwood to get more carries increase his workload and add some more juice to this offense.
I would agree with that. I mean, look, he's playing really well. I would expect that his carries to increase, frankly. Now, look, Ryan Matthews is a big part of this offense. All four guys, you know, certainly can play and have had success throughout the course of this season. And, you know, Barner, a young player, and Smallwood, a young player, we'll see where their careers go. But I think, Dave, that all four for the long haul, will, you know, barring injury, will be mixed in. I don't think there's a one guy or a two guy you rely on. I think it's going to be a combination the whole time. And Doug also talked today about, you know, the way you try to maintain throughout the course of the season. He didn't specifically refer to health, but he's essentially saying, you know, you're trying for the duration of the season to keep guys durable.
Right.
And so I think it'll just continue to be a flow where they, you know, they roll them all in.
And we'll see if they can get the ball rolling in the run game on Sunday against the very stingy Minnesota Vikings defense. We're not done with Wendell Smallwood quite yet in the show. But when we return to Eagles 360, we've got some key matchups for you. There are many of them all over the field. Joe and I will bring you one each that we think are key to the outcome. Eagles and the Vikings, the breast cancer awareness game at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. We're back in just a moment on Eagles 360. Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex on this Friday. Time to talk about some key matchups for Sunday and the Eagles and the Vikings. You start.
Well, a lot of spots all over the field, but let's, you know, we talked earlier about the Eagles' defensive line and pressure and all that, and let's go back to that when we talk about the Eagles' defensive ends against the tackles of the Minnesota Vikings. We go inside the situation, and we know this. It is no secret the Eagles' defensive line dominated in the three wins and struggled in the two losses to an extent. It's also no secret that Sam Bradford has played very well this year, Dave. As we know, quarterback rating second highest in the league, 109 quarterback rating. But he does lack some mobility. We know that. We've seen it. So getting him off his spot, a big part of this game. Now, into that fray steps two backup tackles for the Minnesota Vikings. They're two starters, Matt Khalil with a hip, Andre Smith with a torn tricep. Those guys are out. T.J. Clemmings, a backup. Jeremiah Surlis, a backup. Those guys are in. And also Jake Long, recently signed, could see some time, you know, as a starter as well, depending if they get him in that game and at what point. So, Connor Barwin, Brandon Graham, Vinny Curry. A lot of opportunity here for these guys in this game versus the backups. Graham obviously playing at a very high level this year. We know that. Jim Schwartz talking about maybe dialing back. Connor Barwin snaps a little bit. He's playing about 80% of the snaps. They might dial him back a little bit to increase his productivity per play. And that, of course, Dave, could mean some greater opportunity for Vinny Curry, who's been playing about 40% of the snaps. So you get Vinny Curry in there more, maybe Barwin a little less, and say, guys, versus backups, go get Sam Bradford.
The challenge there, and I agree with you, that is a key to the game, and the Eagles have been stressing all week, hit Sam Bradford, hit Sam Bradford, hit Sam Bradford. He gets rid of the ball so quickly, and he's got a safety net in tight end Kyle Rudolph. Now, Rudolph is an outstanding athlete, big, powerful, strong. Eagles did not do a good job against the tight end last week, even though they were playing a backup tight end. Eagles could not contain Washington in the pass game with Vernon Davis. So this week, it's Rudolph. He's got 3 touchdown catches of Bradford's 4. He's a red zone threat. He runs really well. He controls the middle of the field. My matchup is Nigel Bradham there. Malcolm Jenkins really did a poor job last week in coverage. So Bradham, to me, has to step up in coverage and take away that first look for Bradford, that safety net, that tight end, to allow those defensive ends to get a hit on Bradford.
See how Dave just makes it all full circle.
We tell stories
here,
Joe.
That was pretty impressive.
We tell stories here. So those are our 2 key matchups. Obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, the Eagles must contain that double A-gap blitz. That is over Jason Kelce to either side of Jason Kelce. The Vikings apply pressure as well as any team in the National Football League. So we look for a little punch, counter-punch game.
Well, tremendous defense for Minnesota, as Dave's alluding to, no question. Also, they've got a punt returner with 2 punt returns this year for touchdowns. So this is a spot where Eagles are going to have to play a sharp game because they're playing a very good football team. Now, it helps to have, the Birds here back in South Philadelphia for the first time, as we know, Dave, in a couple weeks since the trouncing of the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
It's been
almost a month, Joe.
Yeah, it's been some time. The bye and the 2 road games. So, I think the Lincoln Financial Field crowd will rise.
Yes.
And we hope the team does with it.
Be ready to roll. So those are our matchups to watch, and there are obviously many more in this very important game for the Philadelphia Eagles. We've got 1 more segment to go here on Eagles 360. I told you, actually 2 more segments to go on Eagles 360. This one is about the numbers. I told you we weren't done with Wendell Smallwood. We're going to check in on him with some next-gen stats on our way back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amoroso. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at philadelphiaeagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make 1 deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
My God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give him a wall.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time for a little dip into the numbers. Alex Smith, our stats only here. Some next-gen stats on a kickoff return that took more than 1 player to accomplish last week against Washington.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only, where we go inside the box score from the Eagles' latest game against the Washington Redskins. And today we'll start things off by focusing on Wendell Smallwood, a 5th-round pick who has already been making an impact for the Eagles, both on offense and on special teams. Smallwood's 86-yard kickoff return in the 2nd quarter quickly brought the Eagles back within 1 score after Washington had stretched the lead to 14-0. After a 15-yard excessive celebration penalty backed Washington up, Smallwood knew he'd have an opportunity for a return, and he certainly made the most of it. The return touchdown shows up in the box score as an 86-yard return, but Smallwood actually covers a total distance of 104 yards on the play, reaching a top speed of 21.93 miles per hour. But he didn't do it alone. On the same play, Josh Huff covers 111 total yards and reaches a max speed of 21.05 miles per hour to help lead Smallwood to the end zone. Next up, we'll look at how the Eagles used teamwork
to help secure two of their biggest plays of the afternoon, and this one comes on the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles tied the game at 14 thanks to a huge pick six from Malcolm Jenkins, who's done a little bit of everything this season for coordinator Jim Schwartz. Jenkins' return was officially 64 yards on the game-tying score, but there was a lot more running involved for number 27 than you may think. Malcolm covers a total of 90 yards on the play and hits a top speed of 19.6 miles per hour. And just like Huff on the previous play, this time it's Marcus Smith leading Jenkins to pay dirt, covering 68 total yards and hitting a top speed of 16.51 miles per hour. And finally, we take a trip inside the Eagles' weight room as we focus on defensive tackle Bo Allen, a player who could be seeing much more playing time due to Benny Logan's injury. As Logan continues to recover from what Doug Peterson has called a week-to-week injury, Bo Allen will likely step into the spotlight, and while Bo has made some big plays on the field, his work behind the scenes in the Eagles' weight room has been just as impressive. During bench press testing, Allen has hit a max power output of 1,103 watts, and he followed that by squatting 535 pounds with a peak power output of 2,006 watts. So just between those two reps alone, Allen supplied over 3,100 watts of power, which is enough starting wattage to power up an RV. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you once again, Alex Smith. We've got one segment to go here on Eagles 360. When we return, we set up a big weekend ahead for the Eagles, for you. Breast Cancer Awareness Game at Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles hosting the last undefeated team in the National Football League. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all right, baby?
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
It's time for our Week in Review, presented by Bud Light. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Some of our sounds of the week after that very disappointing loss to the Washington Redskins. We take you back in time, the week that was, here at the NovaCare Complex.
This defense is giving gift after gift after gift. This is painful.
I think we have, what, 13? That's just bad football. You can't win in tight games.
Second week in a row, we had a lot of penalties, and it starts with me.
We're not executing in the first half. Penalties are killing us.
I got to be better, you know, especially late in the game. Anytime an offense has a chance to win at the end of the game and you come up short, it's frustrating.
There's two types of people in this league. There's ones that learn from it.
and then there's ones that don't. So we have to learn from these.
The number one storyline is the return of quarterback Sam Bradford.
We're pretty familiar with this quarterback, I'd say.
He obviously knows a lot about us. We know a lot about him.
It's going to be a little strange at first, but I hope he does well every other game but this one.
We're all going to get back to basics and just do our job.
Getting a win to stop the bleeding is huge, and we got a great challenger, the only undefeated team left in this league.
We're excited to face them. You know, they're a good defense, good team, so it'll be a good matchup, and we're glad we're getting them at home.
They had a little bit of a setback, and I know they'll come out fighting this week.
We just got to get back to trusting each other and playing our style of defense.
I hate losing and just want to get back on the winning track around here.
It's the Vikings versus the Eagles, you know, and then they're coming in here, and it'll be a good one.
All right, Joe, some final thoughts here as the Eagles get ready for Minnesota. We've, by the way, got you covered all weekend. The kickoff show presented by Exalta starts at noon on Sunday. The postgame show presented by Rico immediately after the game as we get you the instant reaction from Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, let me go to this final thought. Tackling. Tackle better. Eagles struggled tackling last week. Linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties. They've got to tackle better. This is a really good defense. I believe that. I think most of us believe that. They had a really bad first half versus the Detroit Lions 2 weeks ago. Three drives of 75 yards or more. They obviously struggled last week, you know, pretty significantly again. So I believe in this defense, but they have not played well in three of the last four halves, Dave. So they've got to play better. And one of the main ways they can do that, just take care of the man in front of them, bring him down.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the ball, it's block. Block and tackle. Block and tackle. That's what the game
it's
of football
a simple
comes
game.
Out. It's so hard to do, though, at this level. Eagles and the Vikings on Sunday, breast cancer awareness game at Lincoln Financial Field. Think pink as the Eagles get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Joe DeCamera, thanks so much for all your great work. Good stuff working with you, brother.
Thanks,
Good luck at WIP.
Thank you.
Dave Spadaro here. Thanks for joining us in Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.